Okay, anyway. So do you want it Yessie or Jessica?
You already know my answer.
Yessie?
Yeah.
But what if I say Jessica?
I knew a girl in school named Jessica. She was kind of a bitch.
Well, then. That's a great intro. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Without an Audience with your co-host, Ash. Today will be just me as I interview Yessie, my younger sister, on how the pandemic might have affected her first year away at college. Yessie is a bright 18-year-old who has been dreaming of college since around her middle school days. She has excelled in all her classes with her artistic talents and quick learning skills. Loving both the creating arts and medical sciences, she found a major program that allowed her to do it all. She was on the fast train ride to college when disaster struck. COVID-19 turned the whole world upside down as we all had to learn how to go through life at a safe distance from everyone else. This included our schooling and how we attended our classes. Thanks to the technology we have today, most schools were able to safely switch to online classes. But to our graduating 2020 seniors and freshman college students, was this a good thing? I am here with my little baby sister, Yessie. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, what you're majoring in? All the, you know, just...
I'm Yessie. I go to the University of Colorado Boulder, and I'm majoring in biomedical engineering.
Biomedical engineering. What exactly is that?
It's basically taking, like, engineering principles and applying it to medicine.
Oh, okay. And it's a new major, right?
At Boulder, yeah.
In Boulder, okay. How long has it been around in general, do you know?
Probably, like, past 30 years.
30 years?
Maybe a little bit more, like 40. I don't know.
Oh, weird.
I mean, I think it's been around, like, longer, but, like, it being, like, an official, like, major.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, being declared, like, a field and stuff is pretty new.
Okay. I kind of figured, because that's not one you'd hear of, generally.
No.
That's pretty cool. Well, then, what are your favorite classes right now?
This semester, I had, like, 19 credits, and they were all sciences.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? My favorite class is the class for my major called, I think it's Intro to Biomedical Engineering.
Oh, okay.
And we just listened to speakers who are in the field.
Oh, that's actually really, really neat.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you have any favorite speakers or anything that, like, stood out to you?
Nothing so far has, like, really stood out to me. But last week, we had a guest speaker who was, like, not looking for biomedical engineers, but, like, they were talking about how if you had a degree in, like, BME, mm-hmm. then you could even help different, like, all kinds of fields, not just medicine, mm-hmm. because they had a problem with astronaut suits, that they're so, like, heavy when, like, astronauts, like, try to practice in them, like, they will get bruises.
And, are you serious?
I think they said that some astronauts have, like rolled, like, rotary cuffs and stuff like that because the suits are so heavy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So that's stuff like you could work on with your degree.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I didn't even like think about that. I was always just like either medicine or like industry or research or something, but I didn't even think I could apply it to somewhere else.
That's true. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people, like, they go into their, you know, major of choice. They get their degree, and then it's like from then on, they never end up, like, doing what they expected to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I feel like with my degree, I have, like, a lot of options.
Which is pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's good. Like, well, do you have any favorite professors by chance? I know mine are the ones who always make me laugh during class. It's just such a good feeling.
Yeah. Professors so far, I don't know. Not really. I guess some of them, like, they're funny, but none of them I've really, like, connected with.
No.
Yeah, because I don't like going to office hours.
Totally fine. I get that.
Yeah.
But I mean, also with the pandemic going on, I'd imagine it's a little tough.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's harder to go to office hours on Zoom because you always feel like you have, well, at least I do. I always feel like I have to have a question because a lot of other kids are there to ask their questions.
I'd imagine, right?
Yeah. But like in person, you can just pop by and be like, what up? I'm in your class.
I mean, yeah, that's like one of the biggest pieces of advice that people like who've been to college, that's like that they always give you the very first thing. They say, just go introduce yourself to your professor.
Or like schedule office hours into your, like put office hours in your schedule and then go to all of them. And it's like, no.
Yeah, it's just so much weirder online because it's just awkward.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally get that. But I mean, you did start college in the middle of a global pandemic. What was that like for you?
Honestly, I guess I can't really pin what I was feeling, but I think it was kind of scary because I didn't know what I was getting myself into, and it felt like a part of me felt like it was a waste of money, but another part of me knew that if I didn't start now, I was never gonna go back.
Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like once I take a break from school, like if I were to take a break, then I'd be like, oh yeah, it's not so bad not having a degree. And then I just wouldn't find the motivation to go back to school.
Oh, okay. Well, I could understand that. I mean, I took a break for a short while, but I forced myself to go back. It is very, very tough, especially when you have a job and you're used to having your own money. It does get tough trying to go back to school.
Yeah.
But so do you think you got like that normal freshman experience that like so many people talk about?
Oh, God, no.
Why do you think that was?
Well, like when I moved into the dorms, you know, we weren't allowed to have guests. We could only interact with people on our floor. We had to wear our masks all the time.
Oh, jeez.
My roommate was a bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's normal.
Yeah, I think that was the only normal thing. But yeah, it was kind of hard to, like, connect with people. I was always scared, like, to meet new people and, like, have lunch with them. Because then I'd be like, oh, damn, like, that's another person I'm exposing myself to. Mm-hmm. And I'm putting my family at risk and my roommate at risk and everyone on my floor at risk.
Yeah.
And then, like, in the first month of school, there were, like, huge parties on the hill.
Jeez.
I was, like, crying. Some people, they don't have any other personality traits other than partying.
That I totally understand. The communication majors?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't know. Like, that sounds really, really tough. I'm sorry. I mean, despite all that, though, like, a lot of people, I feel like they still don't know exactly what they're going to get into. Yeah, college is such a different experience for everyone.
That's true.
So what made you decide to still go, other than, like, the, like thinking you're not going to have any motivation to go back?
I guess the, like, excitement. Like, I'm super eager to, like, get my schooling done with and start my career. Like, I don't want to wait anymore.
I understand that. Yeah.
And so, like, being able to, like, not, I guess not get a head start because some kids took a gap year, but being able to go to school and make sure that, like, I'm making progress towards my degree, it makes me feel better about the price tag.
Hmm.
And all the aid.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think has been the toughest challenge so far about completing your freshman year of college? Especially with it being mostly online.
I would have to say exams.
Exams.
Because it was really hard to form study groups.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know anybody in my classes. And it's awkward to, like, be on Zoom and be like, who wants to get together? Like, not get together, but get together?
Yeah.
And so, I'm pretty sure I probably, like, collectively probably failed, like, a good, like, half of my exams.
You know what? I honestly do not blame you for that. Like, it was the same way. It's just, since I've had both experiences, both mostly online and before the pandemic, I know from, you know, just past, it's in my classes, I used to just be able to turn to the person next to me and say, hey, did you understand this? Or like, hey, is like this the right answer? What do you think? And then from there, just build a quick, easy, like, friendship, or like even just like that class friend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That you just know, like, you guys can help each other for that class. But through Zoom, like...
Who am I going to turn to?
Yeah.
My roommate? My roommate's not in the same class.
Yeah, there's, like, no one to turn to.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, do you think having it mostly online has made it easier in any way?
It's definitely easier to get things done in between classes because I don't have to physically go there.
That's true.
And so I think that's the biggest thing I'm going to miss because after one class, I could be like, all right, I have an hour, I can take a nap, and then I can work a little bit, and then I can go to class. But
yeah.
If I have to actually walk to a place on campus, then it's like...
That takes time.
I can't take a nap.
We all need those naps.
Yeah. Especially, like, every college student... Naps.
Dead, honestly, yes. All right. Now, I know a lot of people have been pretty scared about possibly contracting the COVID-19 virus. From a student's perspective, do you think your university has done a good job of containing the virus exposure on campus?
No. I mean, last semester, everyone was complaining about people who were gathering on one of the fields on campus because there were a lot of people... There were no masks.
Oh, jeez.
And no one was doing anything to stop it.
Really?
Yeah. All they did was, like, send out an email, and they were like, any student who's violating these rules are gonna, like, get in trouble. And it's like, really? Like, that's all you're gonna do? You're not gonna send someone out there to get rid of the crowd or whatever?
Yeah.
And then this semester, you know, I guess, not everyone knows, but, you know, that huge party that happened, and they, like, damaged property and stuff.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like I remember seeing in the news that they destroyed a girl's car.
Oh my god.
And she wasn't even part of the party.
What?
Yeah, it was just because she lived on the hill.
Oh my god. So I keep hearing you mentioning this hill. What is that?
Oh god, it's the worst place in Boulder. It's where all the frats and sororities are. No one wears their mask over there, and everyone thinks they're invincible, and I honestly just think they're all stupid, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like, those group of people.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
The reckless, the careless.
Yeah, the people with money.
The people with money.
People who don't care what happened to the other people.
Ah, to us.
Yeah.
The ones without money.
Yep.
So, do you think because it is that they, like, have money, that's why the university's not doing much more to try and stop them?
I don't know. I feel like that's getting into, like, conspiracy theory kind of thinking. Like, oh, of course they aren't, you know, because, you know, money is power or whatever. But,
yeah.
I mean, there's some truth to it. It's probably because, you know, they have money and sending big checks to the university.
Well, do you think that there's anything the university could have done better about containing the virus?
I honestly think they could have, like, enforced mask wearing more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously they can't have, like, people on campus everywhere trying, like, telling people, like, wear your mask. But
yeah.
Kind of creating an environment where people aren't afraid to call each other out.
Mm.
Yeah, because, like, if you see someone without a mask, you're just kind of like... You murmur to your friend, you're like, wow, they're not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like, hey, yo! Put your mask on, dummy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, I definitely do that. I'm always like, dang, they ain't got no mask on. Instead of, like, going up to them and be like, where's your mask? You want to die? Or what?
Well, why haven't you gone up to them? Do you feel like you just don't feel comfortable? Or?
Yeah, I'm definitely a person who prefers to stay out of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. Well, I'm a lover-fighter, but more of a lover.
Oh, well, I am very much the other way. I don't know if you know that. I will definitely fight someone. I've started calling people... I don't know if this is rude or not, but honestly, like, I want to keep other people safe. But when I see people who have their mask on, but it's under their nose, I call them mouth breathers. Because apparently that's what they are, right? If, you know,
yeah.
They feel like they don't need to cover their nose.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know. I, in Denver, because I go to CU Denver, you go to CU Boulder.
Yeah.
I haven't really been on campus since the whole pandemic has started.
Oof.
And it's, yeah. I remember people thinking it was just going to last like a week or two, maybe even a month. And I had a job, a part-time job on campus. I had all my music classes. This is when I was in music. I was a music major. And we all, like, said goodbye that Friday afternoon. We were just, like, at my job. And we were just like, oh, I'll see you, like, once I see you. And I haven't seen them since. And it's just like...
Was that like last March?
Last March, yeah. So it's been a little crazy that like it's really been that long, and it's people everywhere just making it last longer than they need to.
Yeah. People who don't follow the rules, like, to help, like, we're all trying to get rid of it, you know? Mm-hmm. We're all trying to make it better. But what is going through the people's minds that don't want to participate in making it better? Like, how are you going to complain that this sucks and not even try to help?
No, you know, I think you're right. Like, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Especially the people who are trying so hard.
Yeah.
Getting vaccinated even now, and there's still people out there who are just, they don't want to get vaccinated. Nope. And then they don't want to wear their mask. And it's, how do you help those people?
With punches. No, I'm just kidding. I guess you can't, you know. Stupid people are gonna keep being stupid. They do whatever they want.
You're not wrong. All right. Well, going back to your schooling days, you know, and your usual lifestyle, I know you briefly mentioned having a part-time job yourself on campus. What was that like for you?
To be honest, it was kind of easy. Because I only worked like an hour every 2 weeks. But it started out as tutoring, and so I think every Wednesday, mm-hmm. I would hop on a Google Meet like call, because it was I was tutoring kids at Boulder High. Mm-hmm. And so I would just kind of hop on the call, and the teacher would like put us into like breakout rooms, and I'd basically ask them, okay guys, what are your questions this week? Like, what are you struggling with? And stuff like that. But now I'm a mentor this semester. Mm-hmm. And it's still an hour, like, every 2 weeks. But it's kind of not scarier, but, like, I feel like I have more responsibility. And I feel like I'm failing even more.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because, like, every time we meet, I encourage them. I'm like, hey, guys, like, you know, like... Like, I'm here to help you and stuff, and mm-hmm. and if you want to talk about, like, what's going on, or if you don't, you know, like, I always give them that option. I'm like, or if you don't, and they always go with, they don't. And so, like, we'll have surface-level conversations. Mm. It's supposed to be, like, kind of deep topics, but they're just like, yeah, they'll say one thing, and then I keep noticing that, like, once one kid will say something, another kid will basically say the same thing, but, like, their version of it, and I'm just like... Give me something to work with here.
Well, I'm a little guilty of being that other kid. So I can definitely understand. Do you think maybe it's like the title of it now? Since your title has technically changed, do you think maybe that's why it's a little more stressful too?
I don't know. I still think that it's because it's online. Like, they never turn their cameras on, and I'm just sitting there with mine on, awkwardly, mm-hmm. just staring into the screen or camera.
All the different names.
Yeah, and there's nothing to look at. Like, I'm basically there by myself, and I guess their voice is okay, but it kind of feels, like, bad.
Yeah, I get that. Do you feel like the screen, like, just creates a border of some sort?
Yeah, definitely. It's hard for people to kind of get what they're saying across.
Yeah, right.
Like, I guess they could be saying something, but their face could be telling a different story.
Right.
And if I can't see their face, I don't know what's going on.
You will never know.
Yeah.
I've definitely felt that with trying to, like, even just talk to other students in my classes. It's... like, even in my English class, we'll be set out into groups, and so we don't have our cameras on, and it's just awkward, and one person tries to talk, and there's just, I don't know how to talk back to a name.
Yeah.
Instead of a face.
Yeah, I'm definitely guilty of that, because being put in breakout rooms just honestly make me really nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate it. I hate being put in a breakout room with, like, three other people. We don't have our cameras on or our mics, and it's just like, well, I'm not going to say anything, so they're not saying anything, so why should I?
It's like a fear, and mm-hmm. it's like we're all playing a game of, like, who's going to try and talk first.
Yeah.
I totally understand that.
Yeah.
that's just one of the many struggles of it, just being online. Like, it's, and I know, like, you know, professors are trying. Mm. They're trying to make it as easy as possible, trying to make it, like, the best experience as possible.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It just still ain't it.
No. At least, like, in person, like, you can make eye contact and, like, see when someone's about to speak and, you know, try to encourage it, you know.
Yeah, or, like, if you're sitting in a group, then people are going to try to include you because you're sitting there. But if, like, no one's actually talking on Zoom, then you're just like, okay, I guess, like, they're not there.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people like to get away with not participating.
Yeah.
Not adding their little spiel or whatever, mm-hmm. just anything.
Yeah.
You know, versus, I do you feel like body language is, like, a good chunk of an actual conversation?
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, when you're talking to someone, you can tell, like, what they're feeling, kind of. Or if they're, like thinking or something. But,
yeah.
You know, if you're on, you can't see them.
If they're paused. Like, you just,
yeah.
You don't know if they're at the bathroom. You don't know if, like, they're just thinking.
Yeah.
You have no idea. It's just a blank name.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll just stare at your name, I guess.
Pretty much.
Based on all that, what advice do you have for the incoming freshmen at university next year, especially the ones who are thinking of getting into these STEM majors?
Don't be afraid to ask a lot of questions and find alternatives, because that math class that looks really hard, there could be a different math class that's the same subject, but it has more help in it. Like, are you really going to want to take a class that's 3 days a week and hard to digest information when there's another option that's every day and then you get, like, an extra hour with the professor sometimes?
That sounds so much better.
Yeah.
More time, but it also, you get more help around you.
Yeah.
To help you figure and understand.
Yeah, and then you can actually, like, integrate the material into your brain and understand it at a level where you can apply it to the rest of your degree.
And then later on in your career.
Yeah, because it's supposed to build up.
Yeah, instead of it just, oh, class is over, that's it, figure out the rest.
Yeah, like your homework, you need help on that problem? Sorry, I'm not there.
It's right. Like, yeah, I've left quite a few comments on some of my assignments because I would get low grades and I'd be like, I'm sorry, I just didn't understand this. Who can help me? Where do I go from there? My last comment that they didn't respond to me until I already turned in the final draft of that. And they were like, oh, don't comment on here. I'm not going to ever see it. And I'm like, why haven't you said that sooner? It's taken you like 2 months to get back to me. And you took off the same amount of points on this one for the same thing I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. And then some professors, you know, they put their like emails and stuff, but it's scary. I don't want to reach out to them.
Yeah. That's what's tough about it being mostly online, do you think? Because it's... Do you think it's tougher to reach out to your professors online than it is, like, it would have been to just walk up to them in person?
Yeah, because I don't know how they're going to respond. I don't know what tone they're going to read my email in. Oh, I don't know how they're going to perceive me if I'm not there to show me, you know? I can't make them understand what I'm going through if I'm not there in front of them.
It's true. Like, again, going back to, like, that body language, they just... They don't see it.
Yeah.
They don't know. Like, my last professor, one of the times I emailed one of my professors, he just read my emails all wrong, and I read his all wrong. And it wasn't until I explained to him, like, hey, I'm a student who struggles with mental health. Like, I need you to take it easy on me and, like, be very, very gentle in a way. And just, like, let's work this out because I want to succeed. And it wasn't until, like, I had to straight up come forward and say that he took a step back and said, oh, yeah, I realized that the tone in my emails might have been a little harsh.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I hadn't said anything, I mean, imagine how he might have been emailing other students. And I'd imagine, like, the same as me, they wouldn't want to respond to that tone.
Yeah, that's true. And sometimes it's, like... also hard because a sense of urgency can kind of almost translate into aggressiveness.
Yes.
Because you're like, time is running out. I don't want to, you know, like, fail this class. But, you know, like, you're like, is there anything I can do? And then you're like, ah, and they're like, oh, my God. Yeah. Like, what is going on in this email? And you're just, like, crying behind the screen, and they don't even know. I'm like, damn, that student is being mean, and you're just like, help me.
Yeah, please. You're just crying for help.
Yeah.
Like, please.
Yeah.
Well, if you can go back in time to when you first stepped onto the ground of your campus, what would you tell yourself? Like, would you give yourself any new advice that you might have now?
Get your shit together. I know, like, I don't know, it's very vague, but honestly, when I started out, I didn't have a plan. I was like, okay, let's just feel this out. And that was how I was throughout the whole semester. I was like, it was like a week before finals, and I was like, okay, let's just feel this out. So, like, I didn't even start to kind of, like, make a schedule.
Really?
And, like, you probably should do that, like, after at least 3 weeks. But I was kind of just like, nah, I'll take it week by week. And I honestly, I almost missed, like, a couple assignments.
Jeez. I'm guilty of that, too.
Yeah.
But it can also get confusing with professors if they keep changing things up.
Yeah. Because you think, like, you're on a flow, and then you're like, wait, they changed that due date. Does that mean it's changed for these others?
Yeah.
And so you're like, well, they wanted me to format it this way once. Do I format it that way for the others? Like, you have to explicitly tell me.
Yeah.
Or else I'm not going to know what to do.
Right? Or, like, even, like, the Canvas, like, announcements. I never seen those. Like, I always have it so that my notifications come on.
Yeah.
Never see them still. I never get anything. And then they're just like, well, I put in the announcements. And I'm like, okay. I didn't see it. Like, it's just, who knows? Like, I didn't even know. one of my biology classes, I was on a roll. I was finally starting to figure stuff out. And I was like, I was feeling really, really good. And then he decided to do a 2-week break where he just gave students a chance to turn everything else in beforehand. I didn't know that was going on until like a week and a half into it.
Oof.
I was just like, why are there no assignments? What is going on? And then I only had like 3 days. To get my shit together.
Dang.
Yep.
That's rough.
Yep. It's just online. Does not work for me.
Yeah, me neither. But also I'm really scared for when things go back in person.
Having to interact with people.
Oh god. How did I do it?
Alright, well, to end this all on a positive note, what are you most looking forward to next year? Like, is it food? Is it more time with your best friend / roommate? Or is it, like, getting the chance to actually study your major in person?
Right now, I'm excited for next semester because I just got my schedule. And I'm only taking 4 classes.
That sounds heavenly.
Like, thank the Lord Jesus. Like, I knew taking college credit classes in high school was going to pay off.
Yes.
And Lord, are they paying off now? So I'm excited for that. But, you know, like, more future-wise, I am excited to get more into my major. I'm excited to start, you know, like, not really touring labs, but getting my hands on research and being able to make a contribution.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for taking the time to come talk to me about all of this crazy pandemic college student life.
Yeah, thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah, I mean, you're my number one. Oh. All right, well, that is it for today. We're going to go ahead and sign off. Any last words?
Nope.
Before I boop.
No.
All right. And have a good day, y'all.
Peace out.